A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 108. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Something happened in 1901 that would change the way Americans, and later the world, would look. Before 1901, men commonly had beards. Those who would go clean-shaven had only straight razors. Scary, as great care and skill were required every morning. Many men didn't shave, or at least didn't shave every day. After a hangover, and there was a lot of alcohol consumed back then, well, after a hangover, you were in great jeopardy when you placed that straight razor against your face. So what happened in 1901? King Gillette invents the safety razor. It didn't catch on at first, but when the American troops were sent overseas in the First World War, soldiers really took to the safety razor. With the shooting and shelling, the troops had great difficulty with the fine control a straight razor requires. And Gillette ships 3 million razors and 36 million blades to the troops. The younger men shaving for the first time immediately took to the new safety razor. They needed little encouragement when faced with the dangerous open blades from the past. Amazingly, straight razors continued to be sold until the 1960s. Now, they're only used by professionals in barbershops. Gillette's invention allowed only the edge of the blade to be exposed. The rest was shielded in a holder. Gillette was also responsible for what was termed the razor blade principle for replacement products. He would offer the holder packed with a few blades for a low price. The profit was made on replacement blades, which were sold at a high profit. Much like the ink cartridges in your printer. The printer, well, it's cheap. The ink, it's almost all profit. Electric razors would enter the market in the early 1930s. Jacob Schick, a retired soldier, was there first. Soon, competitors produced similar razors, featuring a shearing head driven by a small electric motor. At first, it was only men using the razor. Women's fashions for centuries covered everything. No need for shaving. Even bathing suits had skirts. Then, in the 1920s, shorter dresses and sleeveless blouses became popular, and women were certainly not going to use a straight razor. Now Gillette doubles the amount of customers for his safety product. By the middle of the 20th century, most women shave, and by the 1970s, most shaving products were purchased by women. At the end of the century, most middle-class women worldwide would shave. As for Gillette, well, they're still making those razor blades, 115 years after his invention. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.